You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, English Cafe, number 55. This is English Cafe, episode 55. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. On this cafe, we're going to talk about genealogy, or the study of your family tree, and why that's so popular in the United States. We're also going to talk about one of the most popular, well-known comedians and actors in the U.S., a man by the name of Bill Cosby. And as always, we'll answer a few questions. Let's get started. If you haven't visited our website recently, go to ESLPOD.com. You'll find some new things on our website. You will also find information about the learning guide for this podcast episode. That is a 8-to-10 page guide that includes all of the vocabulary and definitions of the words we talk about on each podcast. It also includes additional definitions, culture notes, and a complete transcript of this podcast. Today's topic is genealogy. Genealogy, G-E-N-E-A-L-O-G-Y, is the study of your family and where your family came from. More importantly, who your relatives are. We use that word relatives to mean anyone who is connected to you because of either blood or marriage. A blood relative, just like the blood that is in your body, a blood relative is someone who is related to you, is one of your relatives, because you have a common father or a common mother, or you have the same grandfather, or maybe the same great-great-grandfather. That would be someone who is a blood relative. Someone who's a relative by marriage would mean that they are considered your relative because they married someone who is your blood relative. The study of genealogy, what we usually call your family tree, has become very popular in the United States. It started to become popular, I think, especially in the 1970s. And one of the reasons is because of television. There was a very famous and very popular television movie. It was what we would probably call a mini-series. Mini, M-I-N-I-S-E-R-I-E-S. That's when you have a television show that is on more than one night. It's more than one episode, but it's not a complete season. It doesn't last for 20 or 30 weeks. It's usually 3, 4, maybe 5 nights when you have this, what is actually a long television movie. Well, this miniseries in the 1970s that got people interested in genealogy was called Roots, R-O-O-T-S. And Roots is a book, originally was a book by an author named Alex Haley, and it was made into a miniseries. They made it into a movie, and it's the story of a man who is trying to find his relatives, what we would call his ancestors. An ancestor, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R, is someone who was born before you, sometimes many years before you, but is one of your relatives. This is the story of an African-American who, we would use the verb, traces his family tree. To trace, T-R-A-C-E, means to research, to investigate your family tree, to find out who your ancestors were, who your relatives were. Well, this was the story of, began as the story of an African slave, someone who was brought over to the United States in the 19th century to work as a slave. It follows that person's story, and it is a was a very popular television show, very good television show, showed the history in part of slavery in the United States, especially in the South of the United States. It got other people interested in finding out where their relatives, their ancestors came from. The United States, of course, is a country of immigrants. For the most part, most people here come from another country. One of the things that it I think produces in Americans is it makes them want to know where they came from, or at least some Americans. They want to feel a sense of history. They want to know what their history is. And I suppose it's a little like someone who is adopted, someone who is brought into a family and made part of the family. You always wonder where your parents went, where your original parents are. And that's a little bit about what Americans think. Many of them want to know and have a connection with the home country or the country where their ancestors came from, their relatives came from. There are many Americans who identify themselves not just as Americans, but as what we would call hyphenated Americans. A hyphen, H-Y-P-H-E-N, is that little line that you put in the middle of a word when you're connecting two words and making them one word. We many times use a hyphen in English. Hyphenated comes from the word hyphen, and it refers to a word that has a hyphen in it. We say it is hyphenated. A hyphenated American is an American who identifies himself or herself using the country where their ancestors came from. So in my case, for example, I would be an Irish American because my ancestors came from Ireland. Someone else may be a Chinese American because their ancestors came from China. You could be a Mexican American, a Canadian American, a Pakistani American. Any country outside of the United States could be the first part of your hyphenated identity. Well, this is, as I say, popular among many Americans to identify themselves, and so they want to know where their roots are. The word roots is the same word we use for a plant or a tree, and it describes what is below the ground, what is down into the earth, into the dirt. Those are called the roots that go into the ground, into the earth. My father was very interested in genealogy beginning in the 1970s, and so we spent a lot of time as a family when we were traveling across the United States on vacation, going to places to find out more about our relatives, our ancestors. We spent a lot of time on our vacations in a cemetery or in cemeteries. Cemetery, C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y, is a place where you put bodies after they die. I remember when I was 9 or 10 years old, we would be on vacation in the summertime. My father was a teacher, so he had vacation in the summer. And we would go to different cemeteries and look at the tombstones. A tomb, T-O-M-B, is the place where you put the body in the ground in a cemetery. And a tombstone is the piece of rock or stone. It could be wood that has the name of the person, usually the year they were born and the year that they died. So we would go to these cemeteries and look at the tombstones, looking for McQuillans or people who we thought were related to us. So even now, many years later, when I go on vacation, I always go to the cemetery to see if I can find any of my ancestors. When you are tracing your family tree, you usually look for what are called vital records. Vital, V-I-T-A-L, records. Has to do with the records of your life, and these are usually the birth records, the death records, and the marriage records. The birth records are called birth certificates. A birth certificate is a piece of paper that says where you were born, what hospital, or what place you were born. We use that same word, certificate, when we talk about marriage. When you get married, you get a marriage certificate. This is something that the government keeps a record of. And very similar to marriage is death. I mean, you get a death certificate when you die. So you're born, you get married, and then right after you get married, you die. Well, these are the things that someone who is tracing their family tree would look at. There are many other things that people look at, and one of the most popular places that Americans go to trace their family tree is the library or the database now of the Mormon Church. The Mormons, M-O-R-M-O-N-S, are a group of people, a religion that is very popular in the state of Utah. Utah is in the western part of the United States. And this is a very interesting religion, an American religion. Part of the Mormon religion, which is also called the Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Church of the Latter, L-A-T-T-E-R, Day Saints, meaning the more recent saints. A saint is usually a very holy person, a good person who has died. Well, the Mormon Church, part of their religion has to do with investigating their ancestors, the people who have died, who are their relatives. And so they keep very good records. These are records not just of people who are Mormons, but anyone who might be related to a Mormon. So it is possible to use their database or their library to research, especially if you are an American, to research your family tree. We'll talk now about a very famous American comedian. His name is Bill Cosby. C-O-S-B-Y is his last name. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is a comedian. He started his career, we would say. He started his life, his work life, his career in entertainment as a comedian. He was a stand-up comedian. A stand-up, STAND-UP, comedian is someone who goes to small clubs, comedy clubs. They're like bars that you have a comedian who is telling jokes. The verb we use is to tell a joke. And they stand up in front of people and they tell jokes. And many of the most famous comedians and actors who are in comedies in the United States started as stand-up comedians. They are sort of like musicians, where they go and play in front of very small groups of people at clubs and bars, and they get more popular, and they go to bigger clubs and bigger bars, and so forth. Well, Bill Cosby started as a stand-up comedian, a stand-up performer, started recording comedy albums. An album, A-L-B-U-M, is normally a collection of music, but it can also be a collection, in this case, of jokes. Albums used to be something that we would call records, and now everything is on compact discs, on CDs. He started as a comedian making albums. I remember when I was only 6 or 7 years old, my older brothers and sisters, this is back in the early 1970s, they would have these albums by Bill Cosby and they would listen to him. And he was very popular. He eventually had a cartoon series. A cartoon, C-A-R-T-O-O-N, is a television show or a movie where you are looking at drawings, pictures, not actual human beings, such as Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. The Disney Company has many famous cartoons. Well, Bill Cosby had his own cartoon series, his own cartoon show. It was called Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. And it was actually an educational cartoon. He tried to teach certain lessons, certain ideas for young people. And I watched this cartoon series when I was growing up. I should say that Bill Cosby not only is a comedian and an actor, he also has a doctorate degree in education from Columbia University, which is one of the best universities in the United States. So he's a very smart man. He had this television show in the 1970s, this cartoon series called Fat Albert. And then he became very famous, even more famous, in the 1980s when he had a regular television show called The Cosby Show. And that was a show about an African-American family, a black family, that was an upper-class family. The term upper, U-P-P-E-R, hyphen class, C-L-A-S-S, refers to someone who is rich, someone who has a lot of money. You can be upper class. You can also be middle class, someone in the middle. And you could also be lower class, although we don't use that word lower class as much anymore. We would probably say working class for those who are poor, who don't have a lot of money. Well, this was a story about a African-American family, and it was on the television for 8 years. So there were 8 television seasons. It was very popular, one of the most popular television shows in the 1980s in the United States. It was a comedy. That is probably one of the things that most Americans know Bill Cosby for, is that television show. People who are older, like me, remember his comedy albums and his cartoon. Now let's answer a few questions. Our first question comes from Luan, L-U-A-N, from Vietnam. Luan wants to know the meaning of the expression to get down on your knees. Your knees, K-N-E-E-S, are in the middle of your leg. They connect the two parts of your leg. To get down on your knees is the same as to kneel, K-N-E-E-L, which means that you put your knees on the ground. And this expression, to get down on your knees, means to ask someone for a favor, to beg them for a favor. To beg, B-E-G, means to ask someone and to hope that they will say yes. So you get down on your knees when you are asking someone for a big favor. Of course, you don't normally physically get down on your knees. The expression is, however, to show that you really are asking this person to help you for a favor. There's another expression that means something different, to get down on one knee. To get down on one knee means to only put one of your knees on the ground. And that expression is related to a man asking a woman to marry him. To get down on one knee then means to ask a woman if she will marry you, usually a man to a woman. That, of course, is the beginning of the end. Well, this is the end of our podcast. I want to thank you for listening. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006 by the Center for Educational Development.